This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to help you start your day right as we start it with God, taking some time with Him. And what could be more important for you in life than time with God? It becomes for you kind of like a compass. When you're walking on a trail out in the woods, every now and then you look at your compass to make sure that you're still heading in the right direction, that you haven't veered off track. And that's the way your daily time with God is as well. It helps you get your life oriented with God's priorities. That's what makes life work, when God is at the center of it. We're talking this week about the issue of money. And isn't it true that money is one of the things that so easily gets our focus off God? I want to take you to a book that you probably don't read very often in your Bible, and that is Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, says this: "He who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves abundance with its income. This too is vanity. It's useless. When good things increase, those who consume them increase. So what is the advantage to their owners except to look on?" It says, "The sleep of the working man is pleasant, whether he eats little or much. But the full stomach of the rich man does not allow him to sleep." What's the point here in this passage that God wants to communicate to us today? The point is this: when you make getting more money the central aim of your daily living, then you are guaranteeing for yourself and your family a life of stress, anxiety, and dissatisfaction with life. Listen, even if you are financially successful. Isn't it true? The suicide rate among the wealthy is almost double the average suicide rate. Having wealth doesn't take away the stress and anxiety of life. It doesn't make everything good, like the ads make you think it will. "He who loves money will not be satisfied with money. The full stomach of the rich man does not allow him to sleep." It's the way to stress, anxiety, and dissatisfaction. C.S. Lewis once said, "Prosperity knits a man to the world. He feels that he is finding his place in it, while really it is finding its place in him." Isn't that right? When the desire for prosperity gets into your heart, it replaces God in so many ways. You find yourself putting your spiritual life on a lower and lower level of priority. You find that the things that stress you out are no longer your struggles with sin. Now your main stresses are the financial issues in your life. You find that the things that thrill you are no longer a new understanding of spiritual truth or a spiritual breakthrough in someone's life. Now your excitement comes from financial success. There's nothing wrong with being wealthy, but beware of money getting into your heart. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.